Bav Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Nipul Hanims Baseh Hamishim Amo. If a small baby bird that can't really fly, I don't know what a baby bird is, a Tweety bird, whatever they call it, that's found within 50 Amos, Harehu Shel Baal HaShoivach. This belongs to the owner of the dovecote. We assume it's from his. Because it can't fly, Taisyantav points out that any little bird that can't fly and just moves along, it doesn't go more than 50 Amos. Because if it could fly, maybe we'd be concerned that it came from the outside. Therefore, it can fly. We know it's from this dovecote, and you can keep it. Chutz mechamishim ama, but if it's outside of 50 amas, harehu shel moitzo. It belongs to whoever finds it. It obviously came from somebody that was once there, that came by and left it there, and therefore you can keep it. Nimtza bein shnei shevachos, if it's found between two of them, it's close to 50 amas to two dovecotes. Karv lazeh shalo. It depends who it's closer to. Whoever it's closer to, that's the one that keeps it. In the case, dafka has to be where there was the same amount of birds by both of them. Because if one of them had more birds, Taisyanta brings, then Muka Yosef, then we would go after Rov. Because when you have a conflict between Rov, which is more, versus who's closer, more Rov wins. Rov versus Karov, Rov wins. Therefore, it has to be where it's not Rov, where they had the equal amount of birds, and then you just go after which one was closer. Mechza al mechza, shneim yachlok. In the same case like this, it has to be the same amount. If it's mechza al mechza, where they both had the same distance, and they had the same amount, shneim yachloku. Then they just split the bird.